Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio. It's Monday. Good morning, April the 8th. It's 7:05 in the morning. Gosh, hey, our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning.
Good morning, honey.
It's a beautiful day.
Well, how beautiful it's going to be?
Well, it's 47 degrees out right now. Looks like we're going to have a mostly sunny day today with temperatures around 64. I swear, don't we just love that spring rain? It was beautiful, and I'll tell you later about my experience in Sacramento and driving up the valley. Great. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 48. Tuesday, the temperatures are going to be around a 74 with a mostly clear night. Tomorrow night, 43. We have a beautiful forecast in front of us. We know that we've heard that there are going to be gusts of winds. So make sure that
you... I think they said there's going to be like 40 mile an hour winds today.
There could be high gusts of winds, absolutely. And I think that there's an active weather pattern that's going to bring a variety of weather hazards to the part of the central U.S. part on Monday. But we're going to be fine up here, I believe. And it's beautiful, but always carry your umbrella. And girls, what did they used to say when you had your dresses that could blow up? Make sure you put anchors in them.
Anchors in your dresses.
In your hems.
In your hems.
It's so old school.
All right. Let's start off the day after the weather, of course, is with our Wells Fargo advisor with our market minute, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 43 points at 14,522. The S&P 500 is negative 2 at 1550, and the NASDAQ is negative 3 at 3200 even. Active stocks today include Bank of America down 5 cents at $11.92, and Facebook down 38 cents at $27.01. Stocks of local interest, Pepsi is up 31 cents at $78.90, and Pacific Gas and Electric is up 7 cents at $46.56. In the bond market, we are finding higher prices this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury bond yield to 2.87%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 19 cents at $92.88. Gold is down 30 cents at $15.75.60. And silver is down 2 cents at $27.19. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Kathy, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. They're located on Park Marina Drive, but give them a call at 530-243-7561. They have great information about where to do your investments and what's up, you know, and giving you trends. That's a big thing is trends. So yeah. Wells Fargo Advisors.
We love to start our Monday morning with, you know, what happened over the weekend, what you saw. Events that happened, shout outs. And boy, we had a handful this morning, don't we?
We do, but we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll be ready for that. Plus things that are going on today, by the way, is beginning of our week on cool April nights. And we're starting to get the drivers and the car builders, ones that are going to be at the Civic Center. And of course, Barbara Harrison this morning and Silas Lyons, editor of the Record Searchlight. We're going to talk about some of what's going on with print media, what's going on with Record Searchlight. Sometimes they take points of view that aren't really, you know what? I guess if a paper is doing it right, you get both sides angry at you. So every so often the Record Searchlight, they hit something that gets everybody excited. And I think the topics for the last week have been drones. So we'll talk about that today. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
92 years of nonstop excitement. Oh, the Red Bluff Roundup is on. One of the biggest. biggest three-day rodeos in the country all adds up to the best rodeo action on earth. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. A Friday night is Tri-County's Bank Family Night, where just $35 gets you four tickets. Saturday is Robobank Day. The action is non-stop, where every performance will climax with a wild horse race. Then on Sunday, it's St. Elizabeth Hospital, Holyoke on the Ranch, tough enough to wear pink day. A full day of rodeo with the featured event, Red Bluff Roundup Wild Ride. Get your discount tickets now at the Roundup office, redbluffroundup.com, or Diamond W Westernwear in Chico. April 19th, 20th, and 21st at the Tehama County Fairgrounds. And hey, don't you dare miss the concert after the rodeo on Saturday night. With thanks to Diamond W Productions, it's Neil McCoy.
All she's gotta do is just give me that way.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on.
Hi, my name is Denise Ratliff, and I'm here on behalf of California Youth Connections. Please join us at our annual community dinner and fundraiser at the Redding Elks Lodge on Sunday, April 14th from 5:30 to 7:30. 100% of the proceeds will benefit Shasta County's chapter and current Shasta County foster youth. Shasta County has the highest amount of foster youth per capita, and community support is very important. Join us at Redding's Elk Lodge Sunday, April 14th from 5:30 to 7:30 to celebrate our 25th anniversary of CYC and enjoy a delicious tri-tip dinner and learn about the statewide foster care issues. For more event and ticket information, please contact Marlo Felix at 530-225-5525. Again, that's 225-5525. CYC's provided me with the tools and empowered me with the skills to become a contributing member of society. Please visit our website at calyouthcon.org.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips or drops, you've got what it takes. So be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater, pure and simple, naturally the best.
And all American, too.
This is a call to men. Grab your high heels and join me in ending sexual assault in our community. I'm Chris Heydrich, chair of this year's Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event. On April 13th in downtown Reading, hundreds of real men will raise funds for the Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center for their efforts to end sexual assault in our community. Register for this year's Walk a Mile event at either Mary's Pizza Shack locations or online at ShastaWomen'sRefuge.org. And join us for a family walk at Pizza and Pumps on April 28th at the Shasta Outlets in Anderson.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bach. KCNR 1460, good morning, April the 8th, 7:12 in the morning, 45 degrees out there. Bad Bob, get on the mic.
Yes, sir.
I didn't get a chance to say good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. So how was your weekend?
I went to a funeral.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Was it mine?
No. Okay. No, I guess I'm okay. Not much resemblance there. Right. Now, this is over on the coast.
All right. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. That's my sounds on my Ubuntu because I can't get the other one to come up. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brewed, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, of course, for great coffee. You can buy it by the pound there, and then the finest walk-in humidor in the state, and they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's yours. You've got a lot of things happen. You came home yesterday and you were kind of like, you know, what's happening
here?
Oh,
a couple things here. I grew up in the Sacramento area. I mean, I grew up in the area of, Sacramento around, you know, Arden Fair, Watt Avenue, Fair Oaks. And I remember when the Arden Fair Mall was small and then they built the Nordstrom's there and, you know, back when the Sunrise Mall was the only mall that they had. So, you know, there are a couple products that I wanted to pick up, and I met my mom and dad. And I was just, you know, when you see an area change or when you look around and you see, you know, that the parking lot is cracked and weeds are grown up. Howe Avenue, which I used to travel down on a regular basis, you'd have Howe and Watt and Fulton, any of you who know what I'm talking about, you know, that area used to be very, really, really pretty. And what's happened is I'm just looking around. I said, Mom, I've never seen like litter and weeds growing up on the bridge. What is going on? And so she starts to go into, you know, like how taxes have been taken because, of course, they're going to other programs now. So beautifying your roads isn't one of them. And so we got into this discussion. But anyway, so I just was thinking to myself, even Nordstrom's, I was just, I don't know. This sounds so trite, but it's just indicative as far as the pride. I even noticed it here in one of our bigger stores in Reading. The pride of, you know, on a Friday morning, first thing when a store opens, you would think it'd be fresh and inviting and, oh, we're so excited for business, instead of having, you know, the stalls were dirty in Nordstrom's. They're asking you to spend, you know, an exorbitant amount on clothes. And, you know, you remember it used to, the piano would be playing and you'd go there and it would be like a treat.
You know,
and
what it sounds like they want you to do.
Not anymore.
Shop someplace else.
It sounds like
they're screaming at you, begging you, please shop someplace else.
But then when you go to someplace else in that area, it's just as bad.
Then go someplace else.
So that's what we did. We went from place to place.
Place to place. We all do that.
Which
anyway.
Just kind of reminds me, gosh, am I just getting to that place in my life where I'm getting older and I'm just, my tolerance isn't as much. And, you know, it's kind of like why part of me doesn't want to go back to Las Vegas, because I experienced it at a time when there was such quality service and it was a different ball game. And
I think what you're saying here, and I don't mean to cut in on you, but I think what you're saying here is, are we settling for less?
And
then at that point, it just keeps getting lower.
It's kind of like the butt crack on the street. How can you walk around like that and think it's cool? So that's what I'm talking about. I know.
We finally got Bob to laugh this morning.
I shocked everybody because then last night, okay, wait, let me fast forward. Last night, we start to watch, it's a big deal. I love country music. I lived in Nashville for 5 years. I probably attended 5 of the country music awards. I was backstage in the green room. It was the energy. It was sexy. It was just this great energy. And then last night we turned it on and it was supposed to be Garth Brooks with George Strait. Couldn't even get through the show because the first part of the show were two guys talking about their packages.
They were,
it was disgusting.
The whole first 5 or 6 or 7 minutes, and we're not prudes, but it was like listening to a couple of sophomores in high school.
Honey, anybody who knows me knows I'm far from being a prude, but
no,
I'm watching country music.
But it was, the way they were talking, it was like sophomores in high school. Oh, look. And he's talking about, oh, nothing up front or not enough.
It was horrible.
You know, it's like a Motel 6.
And
no ballroom. I mean, it was like, this is really stupid.
Let me ask those people what part of I'm sitting in VIP seats and the cameras, network cameras once they announce my name and part of let me chew gum and wad a gum. Kelly Clarkson and her husband were sitting there smacking gum and they go, oh, and look, Kelly Clarkson and her husband are in the house, and they go right to Kelly Clarkson. Now, I'm saying I think she's wonderful. She's a great singer, but I just thought at that point, after hearing these two guys that are like stumbling all over their lines, talking about their packages, showing their hoo-hoo, their butt, and then going to Kelly Clarkson with she and her husband, I just said, this has got to be the I am a total fan now of Duck Dynasty. I love it.
It made American music.
They made the American Music Awards look. Yeah.
It made the American Music Awards look tacky. I mean, if you've ever watched the Duck Dynasty, we watched two of them.
But I can tell you,
I tell you what, you feel like at least there they've got a purpose.
I can tell you that the patriarch Phil would smack his kids around if you saw him chewing gum on national TV with their mouths open going. He would say, because he has some pride and integrity. He does. So anyway, that's just kind of something
that
really
crass
bugged me.
Crass is the new class.
Well, you know, I think what's happened is that they've taught us, and we going right along with it, is for selling for things. And so then when you do take a stand, and now, you know, you can tie this on to something else, but when you do take a stand against it now, oh, well, you're such a prude, or oh gosh, get with it, or all this, but if we'd taken stands at some point before and said, this is unacceptable, guess what? It would be acceptable.
That's what
it
I
would
felt
not
like
be happening right
times
now.
Times are changing.
And so when you see people taking stands against, you know, those Tea Party people or those ACLU people, How can they say that? How can they say that? Well, maybe it's because they're taking a stand. Because if you don't take a stand, and whether you like the NRA or not, they're taking a stand because they see things that can happen with our Congress and our elected representatives that are just scary. So if you look at something as simple as a country music awards, which is a huge deal. I mean, it's a multi-billion dollar business, and you get these two jerks out there.
Well, Blake is doing the voice.
But you get these two jerks out there that start acting like a couple of sophomores, and you say, oh, this is great. I accept this. Well, you don't accept it. And so what do? You switch channels. And what do? You go to another store. I don't accept this, but what you need to do though, here's the other thing is, you need to follow it up by going, I switched channels and this is why. And then, or I change stores. You go to Nordstrom, say, I change stores. Or you go to Macy's. I change stores because of this reason. You give them a chance to fix it. And then next time you go back in there, if it's the same way, okay. And then you go to our little local shops. Hey, you got to take a break
exactly
here.
We'll
be right back. Is this why you like what?
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. So that in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah! It's Monday morning and I just had to rant. I had to rant. Come on, people came in the door just now and said I saw it too.
Did you hear what he just played? Don't you hear me? Don't you care? Well, you better, because we had other people walk in and said I did the same thing. I turned it off. All right, let's have some good news.
I love country music. You know I am a fan.
Let's have some good news. What's happening outside? Sounds like
country music, the awards show.
All right. Hey, this Saturday, April 13th at the Reading Oaks Lodge. This is good. If you have not been to this, you are missing out on a party like you can't believe. This is the 12th annual non-salmon feed sportsman dinner auction and raffle. And it's going to be at the, Reading Elks Lodge.
The Sunset Crowd.
The Rotary Club of Reading Riverview Sunset. And these guys are.
They know how to party.
They know how to party. Hey, look, you want to go to a place, you know, and what are the auction, are the auction things that are going on and stuff like cigars, rifles, bourbon. So what can I say? What's the other thing too? Let me finish. Here. It's 55. I was just kidding.
Okay, so what do you want to say?
I just want to say is that the way you get tickets is you call Curtis Byron at 224-2345 or Burt Meyer at 242-2010. They're $55 a person, but it's a great dinner. It's all types of things going on there. Okay? All right. The next thing. And this is my last part of this morning. A 5-student team from Grant Elementary School is going to the finals of the Odyssey of the Mind World Finals on May 22nd to the 25th in Michigan. They won in their spot here in California. And it's front page news on the Record Searchlight, as it should be. They put together things. They're looking for creative minds. And we have 5 students from Grant Elementary that won. They're on their way. That's all I have.
Where are they on their way to?
Michigan. They're on their way to Michigan for the World Finals.
I wanted to say that out of our chat pack, because we kind of got people stirred up. I was trying to read what somebody had written. And somebody had said, too bad that the – what did it say, Bob? Could you? Because I can't – I don't have it up. You turned the computer around and I was reading it.
Our listener Fergie said a thank you to Carl, and then he has sent some pictures of his road trip, and then he says something about getting a 20-minute hug at 1 a.m. from his son. I'm not sure what all.
Okay,
that's
this
about.
Is about if Fergie. If I hope you don't mind, but Fergie's got son's a corpsman in the Navy, has come back from Afghanistan, and is at Bridgeport right now training. And he got an opportunity to head on down to Bridgeport, he and the family, and see his son. And their unit said they just wanted to do is bring down some gifts. You know how parents are. Hey, we just wanted to come down and bring a box load of gifts. And the unit said, well, I tell you what, why don't you just, when you're going to get here, we'll bring him down off the mountain there and you can give him to him personally, which is what happened. And that's what Fargy's talking about. Thank you so much, Fargy, and I'm glad that worked out. And I'm, you know what? I'm proud of your son. I'm proud of you.
Thank you for this.
And thank you so much for your service. What can I say? Margaret Thatcher dead, 87.
The Iron Lady.
She was such an icon, in the sense that, I mean, you know, when you think of some of the true great leaders of our world, and a real lady, a lady.
You know what? They said that Margaret Thatcher, we saw the movie Iron Lady. And I don't know if movies are, you know, when you see a movie, is it true? How true is the movie? You know, you say it's based on true facts, based on this really happened or something, but just because it's based on true facts doesn't necessarily mean it's true. But if you take it all out, say out of her biography or autobiography, it would be better. And you do something like that. But this woman was the longest ruling prime minister in Britain's history. I think it was from, 79 to 90. Conservative. She fought the Battle of the Falklands against Argentina, even though they were, tens of thousands of miles away. They went in and took the Falklands back. She fixed their economy, but she was hated by the unions and the liberal side. And I think even part of the press. So Margaret Thatcher dead at 87. Another part of that era, you know, Reagan, Thatcher, you know, all that era that went through, that was there back, of course, in the 80s and 90s. And now we're trying to figure out what we're doing, as we go down the road just for, next year. And here we're talking about, what's the thing that most impressed you over the weekend was the lack of class in, on a national TV. And would you or would you not accept the money to just read the words? I'm not sure. Is money that important?
Well, one thing that remains the same is our Cool April Nights, and they're coming up next. We're really fortunate to have Barbara Harrison and somebody who's got a car on display. You want to hear all about that. Returning here on KCNR 1460.
Business Network stocks are searching for direction in early morning trading as investors await the unofficial start of earnings season when Alcoa reports after the closing bell today. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down about 50 points. Meanwhile, Macy's and rival JCPenney are due back in court today in their battle over Martha Stewart Home Goods. This after a month-long mediation effort between the companies appeared to have failed. The trial is set to resume in New York State Court over whether Macy's has an exclusive right to sell certain Martha Stewart products. And a federal judge in Philadelphia will hear arguments Tuesday in the concussion-related lawsuit against the NFL. Players' lawyers accused the NFL of hiding known concussion risks. More than 4,000 players have sued the league, with some battling dementia and depression. The NFL says the complaints belong in arbitration under the collective bargaining agreement. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Where do you turn for affordable legal protection you can trust? LegalZoom.com. For over 12 years, they've been helping Americans get personalized wills, powers of attorney, living trusts, real estate documents, and more. LegalZoom also helps start and maintain businesses with incorporation and LLC filings, trademarks, and copyrights. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but they can connect you to an attorney and provide self-help services at your specific direction. For more savings, enter Brilliant in the referral box at checkout. Protect what's yours at LegalZoom.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Casey and our 1460, the home of Snit Fits.
Everybody move my cheese at one time. Bad Bob did it, and you did it 10 minutes ago, and then you refused to talk afterwards.
It's Monday morning. Get over it. 7:34 in the morning currently, 45 degrees.
Let me hanging out here swaying and twisting slowly in the wind. Oh, and both of you looking at each other going,
No, this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Huber at Estate Granite. You know what? It's really a cool feeling when you can turn your key over to a company and let them come in. Anyway, he was texting me because I was out of town. Texting me, what do you think? I said, you know what? I totally trust you with this gig. I call it a gig. Just do your thing, and I know when I come back it's going to be fabulous, which it was. We were pleasantly surprised with greatness. Estate Granite. And
phone number is?
Well, if you want to give them a call today, 241-7866 for any kind of estate needs. Granite needs, I mean.
Granite needs, fire pits. Cooking things, he's got it. All right. Well, welcome to the beginning of cool April night. Gosh, it just seems like 2 years ago we were here. I mean, a year ago we were here.
How time
flies, and we're here, of course, with
Barbara Harrison and Jeff Arquette. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You know what we need? Well, she done it, done it, gone. She drove to the hammock stand now.
Oh, cut it.
That was a hint. That was a hint.
Like that?
That was a hint for Bob.
I love the Carpenter's rendition.
Okay. Yeah. Bad Bob is going to get all car music from now on for the rest of this half hour.
Yes.
Okay. Now, Barbara, your job, I mean, besides the fact of running Reading, is
Mayor Barbara.
The one. You know what? We all have something in common is when people talk about Barbara. Barbara asked me to do this. Oh yeah, what'd you say? What do you think I said? Okay. Yes. Everybody says yes. What'd she ask for? Didn't make any difference. Yes. So, but that's good. That's good. Barbara's on the
side. I like it. Yeah.
Anyway, Barbara, you are the one that's putting all the cars or you're in charge of putting all the cars into the Civic Center.
Inside. That is invitational only inside. And the guys love it. They love being in there. And Jeff will tell you in a little bit. He was thrilled to death when I said, you want to be inside. And
well, it's a big thing.
It is a big thing. It is.
Absolutely beautiful cars and trucks.
And we set it up very spaciously so they're not all jammed in there. You have a chance to walk around each car and see everything that they've done to their car. And that's a special moment. It really is.
So every year do you, besides it's cool April nights and it's the best cars and it's hot rods and everything about that era, is there something about, is it a theme every year besides the cars?
Just cars.
So this,
we
you
do,
get
no,
this-
I'm sorry, I'm wrong. Yes, we do pick a theme. We do.
And this year
is the 60th anniversary of Corvettes.
Oh!
Yes.
This is vet year.
Yeah.
Oh!
So I have 7 Corvettes up on the stage being displayed, and then we have one in the entry coming in downstairs.
I could get excited.
I know. I could can see that.
Good. I've known Linda for,
64.
7 years. I've known her 7 years. And, but one of the things she's talked about for the whole 7 years is a vet.
Yeah.
Older vet.
I used to have one, the first fuel injected that came out. I had one of those and it was gorgeous. Yeah.
Well, you have bragging rights.
Fuel injected means something has to do with the motor, right?
A little bit. Especially when you're riding from a ranch out in Tippecanoe Canyon into Santa Maria and you make it in 12 minutes, yes.
Well, here's the beautiful thing. If you love cars or if you're interested in cars and especially the older cars that they, of course, don't make anything like that they do today and, you know, built with completely different, you know, parts and, you know, we're going to be talking to our experts. And Jeff, I'm dying to know what kind of car you have.
Well, it's a 68 Camaro.
We need to get in closer to turn you up a little bit. Okay, 68 Camaro.
68 Camaro. That's
muscle
car. Yeah, it started out that way. It's pretty custom. I've been working on it for about 3.5 years now. A lot of body work, custom body work. The whole front clip, all the seams have been welded and, there's no handles. It's got shaved handles, so that's what we call no handles.
That means you have to reach inside or do you do like a click?
You got a button to click to open it up. Same with the trunk.
How many hours have you spent on that, would you say, Jeff?
Oh, boy.
See, this is my favorite question is when you say, well, how much have you spent on it? And you know, I've spent, you know, this much. How many hours? Oh, 12,004 or something.
Physical or dreaming. I mean, all of it is just, yeah. You probably wake up and want to say, I got to do that.
I wake up, get my coffee and go out to shop. Yeah. So it's actually been in the body shop for a while. It's, you know, I first started out at, my son and I totally took it apart as far as you can take a car apart. So it's a frame off restoration. That took about a year to do all of that, collecting parts, frame. You know, I had the engine sent off. A guy named Jeff Simpson did the engine. It's a 454, which is bored and stroked. So it's running 496 cubic inches.
I've always wanted to ask this.
What's bored and stroked?
What's bored? Yeah.
Well, bored means that you enlarge the cylinders. So you got bigger pistons. Stroke means you got a longer stroke. You add that all up together and you got more inches.
That's the thing that's fastened to the piston so it goes up.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing
gosh, you mean I knew, excuse me, I knew something that you didn't know, Carl?
Oh, no, there's lots of things I don't
know. No, this
you know,
is
every
wonderful.
Every day I wake up and realize there's a million more things I don't know.
It's fascinating. We want to hear about, you know, and of course the Father-Son Project. And to think that you took it. When we come back, I would like to ask you, and we, of course, here at KCNR and our family would like to know, why a 68 Camaro? Curious about that in that era. Coming right back. KCNR 1460, our guest is Jeff Arquette, and of course, our famous Barbara Harrison.
You know, the,
It happened on the strip where the road is wide. Two cool shorts standing side by side. Yeah, a fuel injected Stingray and a 413. Revving up their engines and it sounds real mean. Tack it up, buddy, gonna shut you down.
Hot cars.
And Cool April Nights is back at the Redding Civic Auditorium for the 24th annual Cool April Nights Car Show, April 13th through the 21st.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display. The Friday night cruise and community show and shines all week long.
There's non-stop entertainment featuring Paperback Writer, a tribute band to the Beatles, Catch a Wave, a tribute band to the Beach Boys, and much, much more.
Discount advance tickets on sale now at participating Raley's and Napa stores, only $7.
Don't miss the 24th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Redding Civic Auditorium April 13th through the 21st.
Sponsored by Wind River Casino, Michelob Ultra, Foothill Distributing, Pepsi, Cross Petroleum, Napa Auto Parts, Famous Dave's Barbecue, and Crown Motors.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Estate Granite and Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard, but our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
What is that?
Rum.
I want to know to make it go. Oh.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl on the Bot, KCNR 1460. Claypool Nights Radio this week. 45 degrees out there, 7:45 and more in this portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. Sound serving Redding and all of the North State. Your neighbors making great deals for cars, trucks, or SUVs, whether they're new or previously owned. They take great pride in their vehicles and their service department, which is second to none in the North State. Redding Crown Motors, stop by 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Redding, or give them a call at 530-223-2177.
I'd like to also add to that, Carl, if I may, that Crown Motors is one of our major sponsors for April Nights.
Yeah, they are good guys, and they're having a big show and shine or something.
Mixer. Thursday evening.
This Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, next Thursday.
Oh, next Thursday, that's right. No, you're right. That's a big one. And they, you know what? They're great people.
Well, they've supported us every year, so I always like to thank them.
We like Redding Crown Motors.
No, right. I think it's great. You know, car dealership sponsoring, you know, great car event.
Well, you would think there'd be more.
Well, we have Lithia too, but you were talking about them.
All right, great. So when we come back, we'll talk more about some of the events and monies that are made from Cool April Nights, because we know it's such a community event and we love how we get car enthusiasts and community enthusiasts to come together. Jeff Arquette is our guest along with Barbara Harrison. Jeff, we were talking before the break about the fact that you have taken down to the ground and completely apart with your son a 68 Camaro. Right. Why a 68 Camaro?
Well, that's a interesting story. Grew up with muscle cars. Had a 69 Chevelle Supersport, which was my favorite car of all times. And actually went down to Brentwood. Make a long story short, I finally had the opportunity to build a shop. Once the shop was built, now we had the opportunity to do some cars. So my wife and I had been talking about that for quite a while, and was kind of looking for a Chevelle. So one popped up in the want ads down in the Bay Area, and we went down to look at it, and it was really beat up. And I said, you know, this is going to take way too much work for me. I'm not really interested in getting that deep into a car. He goes, well, I have a Camaro here that runs. I said, well, let's look at it. Oh. So ended up driving actually trailer in the Camaro home. So it wasn't that we went out to look for it, but it was right in that error.
When they say, you know, I do have a Camaro that runs.
That drives, yeah. It's a runner.
As it turned out, it had a bent push rod in it, so the motor had to be completely rebuilt. And that was part of the plan anyway. We wanted to build a hot rod. So
you and your son, how old is your son?
Well, he's 19 now. So it was 3 years ago. He was 16 when we were taking it apart. After we got it all apart and it went into the body shop, he sort of got into girls, and then he went away.
Oh, there goes.
there goes the farm.
Doesn't he realize that there is a real, at least there used to be a real link between hot cars and girls?
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, if you've got a question for Jeff or Barbara about who's going to be down there at the, because we're going to talk about that, what cars are going to be down at the auditorium this, starting next week, which day will it open up? Sunday?
Well, we're starting some stuff on Monday, but you can't see the car show until Saturday. So we take a whole week to set this up.
Okay, so a week from today is when it begins.
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much, okay. Yeah. Now, so if you got a question, 605-4567. Okay, Jeff, you said you have really no idea how long it, I mean, how many hours you spent on this.
Hundreds of hours, yeah. You know, it's been in and out of the shop. We had the motor rebuilt, and during that time I was, you know, deconstructing the car, just taking it down to the frame, collecting parts. It's got a whole tubular frame in it. TCI makes a frame and it's called a torque arm suspension. So we were collecting parts, while the engine was being built. When I got the engine back, then we started to put the car back together somewhat. It went into the body shop, back out to me, and back and forth over the course of about 3 years.
Now, you're not a mechanic either. I mean, well, you are, but that's not what you do.
Well, I'm a pharmacist by trade, so.
And you work for
Critical Care Systems.
Which is a home infusion system, right?
Yeah.
Which is your own IVs.
Home IV therapy, yeah. We basically are a hospital without walls. We take the medicine and the technology to the patient's home.
What a great service.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking
about
that.
That's what I would
that.
Want. I don't want to be in a hospital. Come to me.
Exactly. And
that's great.
This is a national company that you're the general manager here of this
right.
of this area.
Correct.
And, so, And you and the customers that you have obviously are referrals that they need these, and that you provide, show them how to do it, provide the
do a lot of teaching. Most of these folks, you know, a lot of them have, you know, if they have an infection in the bone or something, that's 6 to 8 weeks of IV therapy. So you don't want to be in the hospital for that. So we mix the drugs right here in our sterile environment. And then we have nurses that show the patients how to care for their special IV lines and how to administer their drugs.
So they could do that. Do they sometimes, I mean, it's not, they don't have to be continuously hooked to them. So they can get up and go and so that, but they don't have to go to the hospital.
A port.
They have a port.
They have a, we use PICC lines mostly now. Yeah, PICC lines are the in thing.
Okay, are they the ones, so do they go in the arm now, or are you moving them in different parts of the
body? Well, they go in the arm, they're peripherally inserted, but they go all the way up and rest in the superior vena cava, which is the large vessel that right before it enters the right
atrium. You mean they move it through the vein?
Yeah, it goes up 40, 50 centimeters. It depends on how big the patient is and how long their arms are, but.
Gosh, this is a whole other show.
This is when I heard that, and I thought, you know, this is, an, you know, I don't know how many people know. Because we have a variety of medical shows and doctors coming through here. So this is something else. Okay, let's get back to your baby, though. After this break.
One of your babies. But the baby that is actually...
one of his babies deserted him. He went to girls. He wants,
this baby is going to be on display. He's 68 Camaro. We're going to talk more about that when we get back after these messages. We're talking Cool April Nights and the car show. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Don't call the 800 number. Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, a hop with the hop. You get the dissertation, now even the nation with the hop.
There's a whole new take on mobile technology. The Hopper from Dish. Transfer DVR recordings to your iPad with the new Hopper Transfer app. And check out the Explorer app that lets you interact with your TV through your iPad. Watch everything and go anywhere with the all-new Hopper.
You can store it, you can view it, you can really room to room it with a hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kicks with the hop.
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number.
Come down to Wind River Casino and play your cards right on the third Thursday of the month from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. and join us for exciting fun as the 21 Pit turns up the volume and transforms into the ultimate party pit, offering $1 select tables, drink specials, party pit pong, party wheel for free prizes, 5th cup giveaway, friendly dealers, and an exclusive DJ in the party pit. No one else in town offers this. For the party pit details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make your hump day a bit more exciting. Join us at Wind River Casino's Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Get Over the Hump Comedy Wednesdays. Drink specials and laughs with friends. Enjoy a knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be better after a long day at the office? Laughs, drink specials, and a free live comedy show every Wednesday night. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. It's better on the river.
Reading Republican Women Federated invites you to this year's Liberty Wine Gala benefit event. Enjoy wine tasting, great food, opportunity drawings, and great company. Invite your friends and join us Wednesday, April 17th at Turtle Bay Museum. Doors open at 6 p.m. Tickets are $35. For tickets or more information, contact Maria at 227-3984. That's 227-3984.
A special thanks to our sponsors, including Mosley Family Cellars, Armorlow Estates, Mount Tehama Winery, Shasta View Vineyard, and New Clairvaux Vineyard.
Little does Skip, you don't know, you don't know what I got.
Oh, spare us.
That was Skip.
guess you don't want me to sing about the Beach Boys, huh? I've had a lot of good times with the Beach Boys.
I have too. I have too.
Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460.
Remember,
yeah, but
from
I didn't mean Santa Barbara. Personally. I didn't mean personally
out. They're from Santa Barbara.
You were one of their Beach Bunnies.
That's right.
Yeah.
They also played
Barbara
at my wedding, so go ahead.
Barbara.
You have stories, honey.
I know.
You should do it. One woman stand up, Cool April Nights,
Okay, speaking of Cool April Nights.
Yes.
Barbara Harrison and Jeff Arquette are here. Jeff's got a 68 Camaro. Barbara Harrison has just got everything, and including sex stories with the Beach Boys. No?
That
wasn't? No.
No, not sex stories.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. That's all right.
I won't even go into
stories.
Then I won't even read what
Maybe
I was going to read.
Stories of the
I'm not
going
to read the, because the probably that business does not want to be right now reflected after that one. Okay, we've got something else we're talking about just real quick because you're involved in this too, is?
Well, we have the Sock Hop and Ice Cream Social. Barbara, why don't you give us a little bit? We have tickets to give away.
Yes, we do.
And this is for the tickets are for Monday, April 15th. It admits you into a really fun party. Tell us about the Sock Hop.
Well, this is our third annual, and this year we've really stepped it up quite a bit. Thank you, Michael Burke and our committee. Anyway, we've put it together. There will be bounce houses. There'll be face painting. There'll be live music. There'll be a DJ with Wade Riggs and his wife heading that up. Babette, and let's see, we'll have dance contests for the little kids. Mary's Pizza will be there. The Social will be there with yogurt. There will be a wine and beer stand if you so need that. Big dance contest for the kids, and that's always just a blast to watch these little kids. I mean littler kids out there dancing.
Jitterbugging?
Yes, yes. And then we have...
How fun!
We have three of the Hope Camp Hope kids are going to be the judges and judge the kids. And Camp Hope you know about from Michael's.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? So, anyway, that's what Monday night will be. It's 5 to 9.
5 to 9, that's Monday, April 15th. It's the 1950 style sock hop. And if you give a call here this morning, 605-4567, the hotline right now, we'll give away, two sets of tickets. So if you want to take your family and go and have a great time and watch this great family entertainment.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
It also gives you $3 off any large pizza from Mary's or $2 off any purchase of frozen yogurt. So we're giving two tickets, and we'll give two tickets again in the next hour. Unless you come in and need four tickets, then we'll give you four tickets. 605-4567, give us a call. Okay, going back to Cool April Nights. Now, this, how many cars are going to be in the Civic Auditorium?
Inside on the floor, I have, 19 cars, and one being a Corvette in the entry downstairs that will be staged on its own. And then there'll be seven more cars up on the stage, and they will all be Corvettes. So we've got them all lined up with different years, colors, styles, so on and so forth. And these guys are really tickled to do this because they don't get asked to do this in a group thing, you know, very often. So they're pretty excited about doing that too. I must have had at least four phone calls from each guy. When do I have to be there? So they're really hyped and they're really supporting us, which I think is really cool. I like that.
Jeff, have you ever been on the in the auditorium itself? This is your first time?
No, I've never been in the show.
Is this been?
Are you the rock star this year, aren't you?
So, I mean, is this kind of exciting? Just have
People? Yeah, it's a lifetime opportunity, once in a lifetime opportunity for me. You know, I didn't really think about ever being there, but you know, I go to the shows every year and just I'm in awe of the vehicles that are inside, and to actually be one of them, it's just unbelievable for me.
You kind of thank Mike for that.
Well, my buddy Mike Whaley is a good friend of mine who actually put me in contact with Barb, and he's done a tremendous amount of work on the car with me. He's a sheet metal guy, so and knows a lot about cars. So with his help, we really put this thing together.
All right. Now, right now, I've got this check. How much for your car? How much? Just tell me how much it is. I'll give you a check right now.
How much would I?
Realistically, what would you sell it for?
I probably wouldn't let it go for less than $100,000.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm serious.
Really?
Really?
Cars are, because it's been built special from the ground up.
Yeah, it's priceless. Yeah,
you gotta count all the hours and you gotta count all the pizzas that have been eaten building this car. Yeah.
And all the beer.
And all the beer.
Well, you know what? I asked before off on the break, how many hours? I have no idea, but $100,000. You know what? I see cars going for that.
And it also represents 3 years of you building this with your son.
Right.
Well, I have had cars in the past in there that have been worth $200,000, $300,000.
Right. I mean, I absolutely. Now, here's my other big question. Do you drive it?
It's got 45 miles on it.
Do you drive it around town?
No. Well, I just got it out of the body shop and just got the engine dialed in, so I really haven't had the opportunity.
I don't want him to drive it anywhere but to the Civic.
I'm not going to drive it to the show. Oh, it's going to be trailer.
After the show, maybe you'll just drive by here one day and we'll hop in there.
I'm probably going to drive it home from the show.
Okay.
Jeff Arquette, who has a 68 Camaro that is, you know what, you need to see it. And down at the, Cool April Nights at the Civic Auditorium. Barbara Harrison, thank you so much. You'll be here again tomorrow morning.
I will.
And we also have tickets for the Sock Hop. We want to make sure we fill the room, guys.
Silas Lyons, Record Searchlight, will be with us as soon as we get back from the news. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460.
All right, thanks.
Yeah. Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. She was anti-communist and pro-capitalist.
We are rolling back the frontiers of socialism.
Margaret Thatcher has died, the British Prime Minister who fought the Cold War arm in arm with President Reagan. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen live in London.
David, Margaret Thatcher, Britain's first female Prime Minister, was in office for 11 years from 1979 to 1990. The current British Prime Minister, David Cameron, says she saved the country.
Today is a truly sad day for our country. We've lost a great Prime Minister, a great leader, a great Britain.
Thatcher's family say she died peacefully in her sleep after suffering a stroke this morning. She was 87 and had been ill for a number of years. Flags are flying at half-mast over Buckingham Palace, and Thatcher will now receive a funeral with military honours. Dave.
Simon, President Obama calls Thatcher a champion of freedom and an example to women everywhere. This afternoon, he will go to Connecticut to again push for stronger gun control. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz live at the White House.
In the state that suffered the Sandy Hook massacre, President Obama will argue Congress needs to pass gun control legislation to honor the memory of the children and staff that were gunned down there. The White House making the case that as memories fade, politics is taking control. The president once remarking that members were getting squishy on the issue. But opponents of the measure say they don't address the problem of gun violence, but do threaten Second Amendment rights. And some Republicans vow a filibuster. Dave?
Mike, they were digging all night in Stanley, North Carolina, but couldn't save two little kids, instead recovering the bodies of a 6- and a 7-year-old who were playing in a pit yesterday at a home construction site when a 20-foot mountain of dirt caved in on them. Despite a surge in passenger complaints for overbooked flights and smaller seats, 2012 was the second best year for airline performance in the 23 years Purdue and Wichita State have ranked them. The number one carrier, Virgin Atlantic.
They don't lose bags and they let people on the airplanes when they want to get on the airplane.
Wichita State's Dean Headley, United, was ranked last. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 41. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Ah, the sound of small business, getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Imagine a mower that makes you want to plant better grass. One that makes you want to mow the lawns of the whole neighborhood. Introducing the John Deere X700 Signature Series. Next thing you know, you'll be dressing up to do yard work. Stop by your dealer or visit johndeere.com/howwerun.
Visit Valley Truck and Tractor at any of our 9 North Valley locations today. Or find us on the web at valleytruckandtractor.com or myjohndeeredealer.com.
A suicide bomber strikes Syria. At least 15 people are dead as the civil war rages on amid chemical weapons concerns. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live in our Middle East Bureau.
The deadly explosion in the heart of the main business district also wounded over 50 people. The Syrian prime minister blamed rebel fighters for the blast. Meanwhile, the head of the UN, Ban Ki-moon, says a team is standing by in Cyprus to investigate claims by both sides that they used chemical weapons on each other.
All serious claims should be examined without delay, without conditions, without exception.
The team are waiting for permission from the Syrian government to enter the country. Dave.
Emily, Secretary of State John Kerry is in the Middle East. where sirens wailed as Israel stood still this morning, remembering the Holocaust. Kerry laid a wreath and took part in a long moment of silence before holding separate talks with Israeli and Palestinian leaders. Price of gas down 6 cents in the last 2 weeks. In the U.S., the average now in the Lundberg survey, $3.65 a gallon. What started as March Madness ends on a Monday night in April, the college basketball championship.
It's Big East versus Big Ten and a tale of two very different teams.
You don't seek reunions for teams that finish 500.
Coach Rick Pitino's Big East champion Louisville Cardinals are the best defensive team in the nation, largely because they excel at forcing teams to turn over the ball. And offensively, they're a team that's hard to prepare for in one day.
What you're hoping is that you've been getting ready for that since October 15th.
Michigan coach John Beilein has the best offensive team in the country, a team that has given the ball away less than any other this year. Louisville are four-point favorites. They last won the title in 1986, the Wolverines in 89. Chris Honig, Fox News Radio.
Days after Rutgers fired coach Mike Rice, caught on tape physically and verbally abusing his players, the university is commissioning an independent review of the men's basketball program. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to the second hour of Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM Community Talk Radio for the North State. That's Community Talk Radio for the North State. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm not, because my computer is screwed up, but everybody else is working. It's 8:05 in the morning, and of course I'm always joined by the beautiful Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to be here. Glad to be here. It's currently 48 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. And let's go right to the phones. We're going to talk to our expert at our Wells Fargo expert. Sorry about that, Kathy. What's going on in Wall Street?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is negative 49 points at 14,516. The S&P 500 is negative 2 at 1551, and the NASDAQ is negative 5 at 3198. Active stocks today include Bank of America unchanged at 1197 and Facebook down 50 cents at 2689. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 6 cents at $16.29, and North Valley Bank is down 16 cents at $17.53. In the bond market, we are finding higher prices today, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield down to 1.71%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 41 cents at $93.11. Gold is down $5.40 at $15.70.50, and silver is down 7 cents at $27.14. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop coming with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Thank you, Kathy. We have our Market Minute with our Wells Fargo Advisors Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 right here on KCNR, brought to you by, of course, Wells Fargo Advisors, located on Park Marina Drive. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. If you want to find out what's going on Wall Street, see what the trends are, where you might want to put your money, they are the people to give a call to. All right, let's go to the phones. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great.
I am peachy. We are peachy this morning.
Peachy.
That's us. Peachy.
Yeah, that's a Carl Bott special.
I had some red wine last night that had a little bit of peachy flavor. It was very, very good.
I didn't know you could put peaches in the room. Okay.
I didn't either.
All right.
Very, very peachy. Well, anyway, just calling to let everybody know what we're doing at the Reading Tea Party tonight. We meet at 6 o'clock at Destiny Fellowship Church, 2570 South Bonneville Road. And tonight we are going to be talking with Dane Wigington. And I believe he's been on your show. Is that correct?
He's been on our show a couple times with
right.
talking and about geoengineering and chemtrails.
And he was on We the People Radio yesterday. And it was so wonderful to have the 2 hours because I was spellbound by this man's knowledge.
I shouldn't say self-taught. That's not the right word. He is a researcher of great intent.
Oh my God.
On this question. And
yeah, and 10 years of research have gone into this topic.
Well.
He knows it inside and out.
I still have my questions now and then.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting because the ramifications of geoengineering on something as fundamental as our own backyard garden is really interesting. So I encourage people to come out and hear what Dane has to say, and he's a great speaker. And
he's very knowledgeable.
I couldn't take my eyes off of him yesterday morning in the studio because there was so much knowledge.
Yeah, he for sure is somebody you need to listen to, and even if you don't agree with it, as many times, you know, a lot of times you don't have to agree with something, but you listen to it, and you can always glean some facts about it that you know opens your mind just a little bit. And so that's what we're about.
And if folks want to find out a little bit about the topic before tonight, they can go to his website, which is geoengineeringwatch.org.
Okay.
And he's got lots of information and videos, so you can kind of bone up on the topic before you come out tonight.
Okay. Elizabeth, thank you very much. 6 p.m. tonight.
Great week.
Thank you. Thanks.
6 p.m. at Destiny Fellowship. Okay.
South Bonneview Road.
South Bonneview Road. Okay. Thank you very much.
Rolls right off my tongue.
It sure does.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. Silas Lyons is here with us, the editor of the Record Searchlight is here, and straight from his spinning class.
Almost.
Yeah, you look nice and clean, and you're like
I took a shower before I came in.
You know what? We want to talk a little bit about Silas today, and talk about paper and print media, and a lot of things. I'm sure people will have questions, so we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience." We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
92 years of nonstop excitement. Oh, the Red Bluff Roundup is on. One of the biggest three-day rodeos in the country all adds up to the best rodeo action on earth. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. A Friday night is Tri-County's Bank Family Night, where just $35 gets you 4 tickets. Saturday is Robo Bank Day. The action is non-stop, where every performance will climax with a wild horse race. Then on Sunday, it's St. Elizabeth Hospital, Haleakala Ranch, tough enough to wear pink day. A full day of rodeo with the featured event, Red Bluff Roundup Wild Ride. Get your discount tickets now at the Roundup office, RedBluffRoundup.com, or Diamond W Westernware in Chico. April 19th, 20th, and 21st at the Tehama County Fairgrounds. And hey, don't you dare miss the concert after the rodeo on Saturday night. With thanks to Diamond W Productions, it's Neil McCoy.
All he's gotta do is give me that way.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. We're playing this in honor here of Silas Lyons, who also teaches a spinning class at the YMCA, and he says this is what he has people do, which probably understands why people fall off their bicycles.
Right. This is what we say, go, 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 go.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. Carl, have you ever Carl and the Bot, 8:13 in the morning, it's 49 degrees out there.
I'm going to just keep chiming in until you like to let me have a break. Have you ever worked out so hard that you feel like, you know, I'm going to ask you that. Have you ever worked out so hard that you feel like you're going to puke?
Oh, yeah.
Because you're sitting there and all the stuff comes, your lactic acid, whatever the acid gets
right,
in your
thigh. Lactic acid builds up in your muscles.
And when I think about you, go, 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 and I'm thinking, oh, these people are hitting a wall every morning and they're going, I gotta get through it, I gotta get through it.
Yeah. Hey, the door sitter. On through to the other side.
I love it. Okay, so Silas
Lyons, editor of the Record Searchlight. No, you can try and hide, but you can't. You can run around the ring, but we're gonna get back to that.
All right. We'll come back to the editor part.
It keeps your brain young.
That's good.
You know, one of the things, of course, Silas Lyons is editor of the Record Searchlight, our only local paper here. You know, before we get into, you know, specific questions, because we already got people calling, is that, you know, Silas, you're a member of our community, and you plan on being a member of our community. You're not just a wandering writer and editor that just kind of comes through as they go to another spot.
Paper pusher.
An itinerant editor that goes from this spot to this spot. You have decided that Reading is a place you want to raise your family.
No, I mean, we have a 7-year-old as anybody who reads my column knows that, I write about it. I think it's, if I have my way, Emerson will graduate from high school here. We have such great friends here. It's such an amazing place. And when we got up here, and you know, my wife, Kristen, actually lived here, in her childhood. She went to elementary and middle school here. And so, our connection to this place, we came here and people are always surprised by this because I guess at some point it did get to be this idea that I'd blown into town and I was on my way to whatever was the next thing within the company or whatever. But no, I was begging and pleading. Greg Clark, who was the managing editor at the paper, could tell you I was up here in his office, before there was any kind of an opening. I was up here just kind of, you know, one of those, hey, let me just come by, say hello, get acquainted. We intended to move up here. We intend to stay.
And you've had the opportunity to leave, as others people have, and you've decided this is where you want to be in, you know, with your family.
I think a lot of, yeah, I mean, I made that decision. I think a lot of people here have made that decision at one point or another where they said, you know, you can take either the next step on the career or you can do what's the best for your family and you can live in the place you love. And this is the place we love.
Okay. All right. With that in mind.
All right. The easy questions are over. Hey, by the way, thanks for having me back on. It's great to be here.
Well, you know, Silas, I would like to have you and Bruce on a regular basis because I don't always agree with you all, but I always agree with the fact that we need a newspaper. We need a local newspaper. It's what brings the community together. And whether everybody agrees with you or not. No. And Bruce and I would go back and forth in emails that people never see. And just
Every so often on Facebook.
Right. You know, I'll stick something in there that Bruce has said. But the thing is that
I try to keep him sharp, by the way. I argue with him in between times, so he'll be ready to argue with you.
So what do you think about this drone question? Let's just kick that one out because this story's got legs. I say story, sure this topic has legs.
This topic has legs.
And it started out at Insomo Vineyards when the Integrity Project was out there in that big rally. 150 plus people were out there and a drone flew over. And it was a drone that, was
while you
there
were speaking.
Testing while I was speaking. It was testing, they test up there, the air cover. Mm-hmm. And Insomo had asked, hey, would you mind just taking a photo of the crowd just so I can see it? Cause he wasn't there. He was back on the East Coast. Right. What a huge reaction came from that.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it was a very visceral reaction. I mean, look, I'm not the expert on drones themselves, but I would agree with anybody who says there are tons of questions about drones and their role in our society. I think about drones almost the way that I think about genetic engineering, you know, decoding the genome and all of the things that we can now do. All these amazing things we can do in medicine, and yet at the same time, these huge ethical questions.
Yeah, should we?
About should we?
Yeah.
And cloning, and should we be you know, how far does that go if you create replica human beings and then harvest their body parts? I mean, you know, this is like real questions. And I think about drones in a similar fashion. It's one of these massive advances in technology that opens up a whole new realm of questions. But here's the thing. I don't believe those questions are going to get solved at Reading City Hall. They're huge questions. They're questions about us as a society, as America. What, you know, the application of the Constitution is an American question. It's not a Reading question, specifically on that kind of a scale. So I think there's a lot of things that need to be worked out about drones. My point, and I wrote, you know, a column about it yesterday.
Yeah.
My point is that when we lead with our fears and we go in and we say things that are really a little bit outrageous, you know, about like guided missiles being attached to things and that Obama might be coming for us next and this sort of thing. These companies, serious companies from outside the area that are looking at doing business here, and we need the jobs, are going to say, whoa, this is not our kind of, and I think that's damaging. You know, I think we've got to really look at the question of what that says to people outside our community. If we accept the idea that we want to prosper, we want to grow here, we want to participate in American free enterprise, and we want some of those companies to come here. Some of them may be associated with biotech. Some of them may be associated with the drone industry. Some of them may be engaged in some of these things that have big questions that are being worked out somewhere else. I don't think we should slam the door in their face and say, no, let's just, you know, yeah, poverty flats works for us. No, Reading's better than that. Reading ought to be prosperous.
Okay. When we come back, I want to address because talking to the drone people, where they said their biggest problem is from. And you may be a little bit surprised about this. And it's not the Tea Party. We'll be right back after that.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as $1 per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Reading know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I've seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for 3 generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
I want to ride my bicycle.
This is for you. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. 49 degrees, 8:23 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, discounts for seniors and veterans, locally owned, family operated. All employees are safety trained and service oriented. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Our guest is Silas Lyons, editor of the Record Searchlight. What I was getting ready to say, Silas, is I've talked to some of the people in the drone industry. Their main problem is not the conservative side. It's the ACLU. The ACLU is battling them up and down the state of California to the point where they may just pull all of the drone industry anyway out of here because the ACLU has a much bigger impact on the Democrats in power than say the Tea Party does.
Sure.
And yeah, that's what the problem is. They're actually getting to the point where things are being done that you would never think from, I'm talking about things being open, things being accessed by government into the drone industry that you would never stand for in the print industry or just in your private life. So it's not just people with a conservative bent, because that night at the city council, the ACLU was standing up too with a problem.
Yeah. And I'd go back to this is something that struck me when I was writing that column again too, is that the thing that jumps out as an editor or as a newspaper person, the thing that jumps out at you in a community is whatever's the dominant theme. In San Luis Obispo, we had, Cal Poly, and we had a lot of professors, and we had a very strong kind of, liberal, ideology that was about keeping San Luis exactly the way it was and not letting anything change. And that was a certain perspective that people had. And that I saw it all the time and tended to comment on it quite a bit. In this community, we have more conservative leadership, and locally, the conservative voices speak the loudest. And so the ones that, in the very specific voices that are raising what I think are some fairly far stretching allegations about what this all means, and that are trying to litigate a federal issue at City Hall, are the ones that, I think are worth mentioning the fact that that message doesn't always go over well with business, nor does the ACLU's, obviously. Most business organizations, I'm sure that the large chambers of commerce all had.
I think the fact that for me, it's this. I've been associated with drone technology since 1990, mm-hmm. 89 and 90. And in fact, we pushed to have more drones in the air in the future with the military. Now, I wasn't even thinking government. We're talking military. I tell you what, let's go to the phones right now. Terry, good morning. You have a question for Silas.
Yeah. In reading the article, that was written in the Record Searchlight, apparently over 10 years, there's 18,000 jobs, potentially, in this particular industry. That is around 1,800 jobs a year, which, again, that's potential, so it could be 900. So the job market for this really isn't huge in basically the testing and that sort of stuff. But the two things come to mind and come to light that I look at. When you have a business, you probably don't want more than 25% of your business in one particular area. Like, you don't want any more than 25% of your business going to one client. The United States government or agencies or anything that's bureaucratic will be controlling about 80% of this industry. So the private industry, maybe the people who contracted, but the control is going to be in the hands of those people in the government. One other quick example of that. Let's say that I have 80% of your business, and I'm saying, well, I think you maybe should do something this way if you want to keep my business. Or maybe that way, if you want to keep my business. So the influence really is going to be in the hands of the person who's the majority customer. What do you think?
Morning, Terry. Here's what I think. I think that you're, in general, as a community, from an economic development standpoint, obviously this is something I care a lot about, you're either open for business or you're not.
Two jobs.
In general.
Two jobs.
So you're open to jobs, you're open to business, or you're not. I think that when you ask businesses to pass a litmus test of, well, what is your, you know, what are the things that could happen with your product in the future? What is your potential dependence on the government? What is this? What is that? That you get to the point of saying, you know what, these people really aren't serious about having us here. And that's my concern.
Well,
and I think
that,
it goes beyond
that,
a single
right?
industry, and it can, that message can stretch out beyond one industry to a whole bunch of others that we really want to have here. And that, I worry about that.
Well, yeah, it does, but a lot of that's policy in the county. I mean, we have many businesses that have tried to come here. I know several in particular that have tried to come that are clean industry. And they had a tough time just with regulations and the policies of the county and the city in doing business. That was the main obstruction they had. But really, Silas, it's two jobs and the drones are military. So, you know, I'm trying to figure out how this is a big deal that way. And another thing is, too, if they're here for testing, maybe you can answer this question. If they're here for testing, what are they testing? I mean this thing is already tested. We know what it can do. What are they going to test it on? As far as I know, I've heard from a good friend that was in the military that some of these drones are like, you know, 5 pounds. So, I mean, what is it they need to test?
For the ones that are here now, they're testing new systems like new cameras and stuff like this, or they're flying them in demonstration to possible consumers that would buy them, which in this case is 75% to 80% privately owned. And I'll have a bunch of facts and figures for you next week. Terry, when it comes back in, because I'm getting stuff produced for us right now that concern drones. Should we be worried about what flies over us and just has carte blanche? Oh yeah. I have a real problem with that, as you heard us talk about, is when it flew over that day, if I had not known who it was, I'd wear tinfoil on my head practically at this point. If I hadn't known already that drone was somebody that I knew. But even then, it was still a problem. Hey, we got to take a break here for the news. Terry, it's a good question and good points. This is something that's going to go on.
Fox News Radio, I'm Sanchi Ingresso. Tributes are rolling in for former British leader Margaret Thatcher, who died of a stroke this morning at age 87.
The world has lost one of the great champions of freedom and liberty, and America has lost a true friend. That reaction from President Obama on the passing of Margaret Thatcher. In a written statement, the president says, as the first female prime minister, she stands as an example to our daughters that there is no glass ceiling that can't be shattered.
Fox Radio's Mike Makowitz, Thatcher was Britain's only woman prime minister. The bodies of two children, a 6-year-old girl and a 7-year-old boy, trapped yesterday at a home construction site near Charlotte, North Carolina, were recovered this morning.
The two kids had been playing in the ditch Sunday, but were buried after a wall of dirt fell in on them. Rescue workers started digging moments after getting the 911 call, but officials had been saying they never expected to find the children alive.
Fox News Radio's Eben Brown. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hot cars.
And Cool April Nights is back at the Redding Civic Auditorium for the 24th annual Cool April Nights Car Show, April 13th through the 21st.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display, the Friday night cruise, and community show and shines all week long.
There's non-stop entertainment featuring Paperback Writer, a tribute band to the Beatles, Catch a Wave, a tribute band to the Beach Boys, and much, much more.
Discount advance tickets on sale now at participating Rayleigh and Napa stores, only $7.
Don't miss the 24th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Reading Civic Auditorium April 13th through the 21st.
Sponsored by Wind River Casino, Michelob Ultra, Foothill Distributing, Pepsi, Cross Petroleum, Napa Auto Parts, Famous Dave's Barbecue, and Crown Motors.
Hi, my name is Denise Ratliff, and I'm here on behalf of California Youth Connections. Please join us at our annual community dinner and fundraiser at the Redding Elks Lodge on Sunday, April 14th from 5:30 to 7:30. 100% of the proceeds will benefit Shasta County's chapter and current Shasta County foster youth. Shasta County has the highest amount of foster youth per capita, and community support is very important. Join us at Redding's Elk Lodge Sunday, April 14th from 5:30 to 7:30 to celebrate our 25th 25th anniversary of CYC and enjoy a delicious tri-tip dinner and learn about the statewide foster care issues. For more event and ticket information, please contact Marlo Felix at 530-225-5525. Again, that's 225-5525. CYC has provided me with the tools and empowered me with the skills to become a contributing member of society. Please visit our website at calyouthconwith2ns.org.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Spring Water?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips or drops, you've got what it takes. So be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Spring Water, pure and simple, naturally the best.
And all American, too.
This is a call to men. Grab your high heels and join me in ending sexual assault in our community. I'm Chris Heydrick, chair of this year's Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event. On April 13th in downtown Reading, hundreds of real men will raise funds for the Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center for their efforts to end sexual assault in our community. Register for this year's Walk a Mile event at either Mary's Pizza Shack locations or online at ShastaWomen'sRefuge.org. And join us for a family walk at Pizza and Pumps on April 28th at the Shasta Outlets in Anderson.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460, 834 in the morning here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, where coffee beans abound you. And
abound you.
And that's right. The walk of life will give you like the great what you need for go get your coffee, because that'll give you the walk of life, you know, on this Monday morning.
I kind of get the feeling that we're not going to get a chance to change too many subjects here because we've got people lined up. But let me – the phone lines are filled up. Hang on just for a second, my friends. And we've only got Silas till 10 till anyway. What do you see in the near future or 6 months out with newspapers and the media like this?
Yeah, our focus right now, because the printed newspaper and even the web are things that we've been doing for quite some time. We've been very fortunate. They're a great community. We've had a lot of success with those. Right now, our focus is on how we do the best possible work for the tablet, iPad.
And how we
break news fastest on the smartphone, because basically, you know, from our perspective, people are carrying around these phones in their pockets now, and as they're out and about, they're seeing things they want answers to. This happened to me yesterday. We're at Caldwell Park, and there were these guys from Station One were out there, and they were on a quick jog, and then you hear the tones go, and they all come running back to their trucks. They get in, you know, and take off with their, you know, with the sirens going. Well, I checked, you know, not too long afterward, I pulled up my Reading.com app on my phone, and turned out it was a false alarm over at the Ramada Inn. Well, now I know where they went. That's the sort of thing we want to be able to do pretty consistently on the smartphone. And the tablet is fantastic for photos, for longer stories. It's just a really great, and our app on the tablet now is something we talk about every single day in all of our meetings. And we're really focused on making it as good.
Well, you know, college kids now, email is too slow for them. Everybody's carrying it in their hands.
Oh yeah, email a college kid.
Yeah, so
you can't text them, you're not going to hear back.
So you think the print media is just a matter of time then?
Well, I think print media is a matter of time, but it's not a matter of necessarily short time.
Short time.
I think the, you know, print media has an audience, but it's not a young audience.
Okay.
And so the, you know, the time frame for print is anybody's guess, but it's not forever, I don't think.
Yeah, you know what, which is, you know, we get into this, and this is the last thing, because we got to go to our
callers.
Our callers, but you know what? Holding the paper, holding the book. Mm-hmm. I love it. And, you know, Kindles, the pads, the, you know, the smartphones, which I don't want
electronic constantly in my face.
Yeah, I guess that's it. Maybe that's because that's who we are.
That's how we grew up.
Yeah, and maybe that's a huge change now. Okay, let's go to the phones. Charles, good morning. You are live on KCNR. Do you have a question for Silas?
More of a comment. It seems that
good morning.
A lot of the people who are, you know, a lot of people out there who are poo-pooing the skepticism over drones are the same people who were cheering for Russ Maul and company when they were going after all the people that they were going after, and this incongruity kind of, you know, belies all, I mean, it shows that their concern for jobs may not be as sincere as some of these people want everyone else to believe. And, oh, by the way, before I get off the phone, Carl, I'm a little stunned that you didn't know what it meant to bore out a cylinder.
Well, you know, bored and stroked. You know, I mean, like, you know, I had a Volkswagen in high school, and you know what? I drove tanks. Okay, but, give me a break here.
But, you know, Charles, ask him any way to take apart a gun and put it back together, he can tell you all the makings of that, right?
Okay, Charles, thanks a lot for your phone call. Let's go to our next caller.
Pat, good morning. Do you have a question for Silas?
Pat, do you have a question for Silas on KCNR?
Yes, I have some questions and some comments.
Okay.
All right, good morning.
Good morning. I am concerned because you're saying, well, there's only two choices. You're either open for business or you're not. And I think we ought to be really clear that this isn't about business as in private enterprise. This is a contract with an arm of the federal government, the FAA, that involves two jobs. And it is up to the people as to how far we want to be involved with the federal government.
I don't want to interrupt your train of thought, but I would agree with you that I would absolutely agree with you. It's up to the people, and I would also agree with you that there's absolutely a place for skepticism and for expressing skepticism, and figuring out how we go forward with this very big question of drones.
Good. And I would also, that since it is in the hands of the people, it's not really a matter of whether or not conservatives are the most vocal in the county, as you intimated, but in fact we are the majority of the registered voters in the county, and our voice should be heard very loud and clear, just as every voice that wants to be heard. But we are the majority, and our city council should represent the majority. And I think it would be a disservice to make people, readers, think that, hey, this is done out of fear. Because really, does anybody really believe that it's in our best interest for Homeland Security to have 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition and 2,000 vehicles on the street as if we were a war-torn country? What is it that, I mean, there's just no explanation for that. There is none. So that's a fact. It's reality. It's not fear and some conspiratorial theory. Okay?
All right. And just to be clear, I haven't had any comment whatsoever on the Homeland Security situation. So I'm kind of a bit hands off on.
Okay, hey, Pat, you know, that was
that's very curious, being an editor of a newspaper, but thank you very much.
Hey, Pat, thanks very much for that phone call, or for this phone call, because you very clearly outlined a lot of the things here that perhaps weren't as clear to some people about that the city council reflects who we are, and we are as a community, and if there's a problem here, that they should reflect it. If they don't, they're not doing their job. Thanks. Appreciate that. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Silas Lyons, editor of Record Searchlight, is our guest, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, at 941-3021 or on the web at jrdebtconsult.com. CreditRepair.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hi, this is Jim Dyer.
And this is Lou White, and we are inviting you to join us on Mother's Day, May 12th, for the 40th annual Old Shasta Music Festival.
Both the Jim Dyer Band
and the Lou White Band will be performing, along with our friends, the Manzanita Band and Wild Bill and the Mud Wompers.
The Shasta Service Guild is presenting a full day of family fun featuring music, artisans, and food.
Continue the tradition, as this annual Mother's Day event has been bringing families together for 40 years and is now held at the new Shasta Middle Creek Mining Camp off Highway 299 West in Old Shasta.
The gates open at 10:30 a.m. and it'll all wrap up at 6:30 that evening, and there'll be on-site and off-site parking.
Tickets are available at the Cascade Theater box office or online at cascadetheater.org, or you can pay at the gate.
Support the Shasta Service Guild, learn about local artisans, enjoy great music and food, and spend the family day together at the 40th Mother's Day Old Shasta Music Festival.
It will all happen Sunday, May 12th at the Shasta Middle Creek Mining Camp in Old Shasta.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Man's Last Stronghold, my place where I go in and Bad Bob goes in to get our hair trimmed. And our guest today is Silas Lyons. And,
good to be here.
From the editor-director Searchlight. We just have all types of people backed up here, on as far as phone calls go. But Silas, we've only got Silas here for about another 6 minutes. What do you think is the most important, problem facing Reading? Would you say in your estimation?
The most important. I think the economy underlies everything else in our community. And I think it's linked to education. But I think the economy is the biggest thing. If the tide, you know, tide rises, all the boats rise. Yeah. I think that's absolutely true for the economy here.
I think you're absolutely right.
You look at crime.
Right. Yes.
You look at the drug issues. You look at kids not attaining. All of these things that we
have,
more people going to work, more people going to work, more people bringing home a paycheck. You would see a real improvement.
Solve 99%
of these
problems.
You know, the very first edition of the Record Searchlight, 75 years ago, 1938, on the front page, what do we stand for? They said one of the main things they stood for was the material upbuilding of the community, which is bit awkward language, but basically what they stood for was economic development. They stood for jobs.
Yeah.
It was a time they were building Shasta Dam, huge public works project. You can talk about federal government involvement, but they were building Shasta Dam. We were coming out of the recession. There was a lot going on at the time, and they said, look, we stand for this place prospering. And I think, you know, that's true now too.
It would solve 90% of our problems.
It would be a huge, huge difference for this community. And that's what I'd like my son to grow up in.
Okay. Well, let's go to the phones. Cheryl, good morning. Do you have a question for Silas?
Yeah. I want to refer to something he said earlier. I couldn't understand what his explanation was. He said that, I think it was the drone situation, city council shouldn't be bothered with it. And he said something about, you know, Redding's better than that. Well, I don't understand what he was talking about or why he didn't think that the local government should be involved in it.
Thanks, Cheryl. I'm sure that's because I stated it poorly. So thanks for giving me a second shot at it. Basically what I'm trying to say is that the big questions about drones are questions about civil liberty, about our relationship to our government, about how far government or private companies should be able to go with their use of drones, where they should be able to fly and when, what they should be able to do while they're flying. All of those things are questions that ultimately will not be solved at Reading City Hall. Those are questions that are going to have to be solved at higher levels of government with the regulations that are put in place and with what we, with what we collectively, probably as Americans at a federal level, what we agree those rules need to be. And those are not rules that are going to get worked out at Reading City Hall. That's what I was trying to say.
Okay, well, I feel uncomfortable with your opinion there because, to me, city government, local government's involved in everything. And they are our closest defense, whether it's our sheriff or city hall. So I'm not agreeing with you. And the phrase that you use, Reading's better than that, sounded sort of condescending. And I just didn't feel comfortable with it, so I'm just going to have to leave it, and I think I disagree with you.
All right. Well, I'm sorry if that sounded condescending. What I'm trying to say is Reading deserves to be prosperous, and I think that Reading needs to go after that full-fledged, and that, you know, as a community, as a newspaper, I think that's what we stand for.
Okay. Hey, Cheryl, thanks a lot.
Bye. Right.
Well, you know, somebody like Anselmo Vineyards, which continues to try to build and grow.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Do you think the county stood in the way of that? I've only got 1 minute left here, so.
Do I think the county?
Thanks.
I think that the county, yes. Did the county stand in their way? Absolutely. Regulations always stand in the way of getting things done exactly the way you want. Now, regulations sometimes need to be there and processes that other people have to follow, but it should be applied fairly. Were they in that case? I'm not the judge of that. I really not.
Well,
but I do appreciate Virgil Anselmo writing about his experiences for us because that was the most popular single opinion piece online that we published.
It was the one that people looked at the most. Well, yeah. Well,
it was well ahead. It's a big issue.
It is a big issue, and I'm waiting to see. I would hope that the county and Anselmo's could work something out so that this thing could be ended. And that we can all move forward with more business out there.
I think that's exactly. And when you
spend another 20 million,
this is where it comes back to. A lot of businesses are focused on how are they actually feel treated. I mean, it should be business decisions, but it's partly emotion. It's partly about how you're treated. And sometimes when you have a set of regulations and you say to a business person, I'm going to help you through these. We want you here. We're going to work through this stuff. And we're gonna sit down and work it out because we value you. You treat them that way. You can have standards and businesses will step up and meet them, but you can't come in hostile and saying, well, we're just not sure about what you do.
Or pick and choose the way you planned this.
Yeah.
Or pick and choose the ones they're going to go after.
Yeah.
Because that's also happened in the past. You know, I'm hoping with Rick Simon. I think Rick Simon has said that, he's looking at it in a different way. We'd love to have get Rick on the show here and say, Rick, tell us how things are going to change.
Yeah. And we got to
call into him. In fact,
it should be fair and there should be a sense of wanting to help.
Yeah. Okay. Silas, I know you've got to run because you're involved in the reading to the children.
This is actually through the Read Naturally program, and, uh-huh. and I've got some kids that I tutor every couple of weeks with their reading. So I got to head off to that.
We're gonna set up a regular time that we either have Silas or the Hitman Bruce
Just
Ross.
Remember, reading to kids can expand their minds. It's really important to read to kids. I wish that I would have had more of that. Growing
Please,
up.
Yes. Please
raise
a child.
That. Let's do that.
That's something we need to talk about sometime. It's just, you know, the literacy for children.
It's huge.
Okay.
It's one of the best things you can
Silas,
do.
Silas, thanks a lot for being on today.
Thank
All right.
You.
We'll be right
Thanks.
Back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bach.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Howdy, neighbor. What you got there?
Oh, just my oil from my Chevy and some weed killer from my shed. I figured the best way to get rid of it was to pour them down the storm drain.
But, Tom, the water we use has been recycled by nature ever since the earth was formed and...
Come on, William. Give it to me in English.
Well, Tom, the improper disposal of household chemicals and engine oil can be harmful to our water. We're trying to protect the quality of our water, not harm it.
It's true. Poor landscape practices and improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. To reduce pollution, use pesticides in the proper amounts, and always dispose of household waste properly. For more information on the disposal of certain household items, visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net. Remember, improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. Visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays, 10 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on Free Fire Radio, 1460 KCNR.
Well, I won't back.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. No, Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, featuring the in-store deli and Reading's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. The North State's nutrition experts are at Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street, right here in Reading. Or give them a call at 530-244-9141. Orchard Nutrition, 244-9141. Great people doing super business down there.
Hey, Santos just came in and gave me a couple tickets to give away this morning for you last-minute callers here at the end of the show. This is for Friday, April 19th. It's the Red Bluff Roundup. That's right.
Free
you can
tickets.
Get two tickets for the North Arena. These are $12 tickets each. We're giving them free this morning for the first call. I give us a call here. That means Friday at 7 p.m., the Red Bluff Roundup. Give us a call, 605-4567, and you can have a ball by going to the Red Bluff Roundup.
There you go. Tomorrow we're going to have, again, second iteration of Cool April Nights. Next week we're going to be having cowboys and bullfighters and stock contractors for Red Bluff Roundup. But tomorrow we're going to have, again, Cool April Nights. Rob Burrows from is going to be on to talk about the Mash Bash. And, of course, the VA, our regular time for our veterans clinic is here. I'm going to be talking to their security guy and talking about why is there police down at the veterans clinic all the time, full time. We're going to talk about that and talk other topics tomorrow. Of course, the economy. I don't know, drones again. I don't know. This has been a long lasting story, is drones, and I understand totally. Linda and I both do. why there's a lot of angst about this. Do we want business in the North State? Yes. Should we have something to say about what flies over our community? I understand what Silas says. This is really a national FAA, you know, our elected representatives in Congress and the Senate. But also, do we as citizens have a right to say, before you fly into my town, I want to know what you're doing? You know, because I don't have to let you do that. I have the right to know if you're going to be flying over my neighborhoods in your 6-pound UAV or drone, what are you doing up there? Yeah, I think we do have a right to ask those questions. But we also have to also be aware of the fact is that if those questions are answered, that be prepared to welcome business into our area up here. Anyway, happy Monday. This has been an interesting show. We've had a lot of people excited, of course, about the drone question. But Silas Lyons, having Silas on, we want to have Silas or Bruce Ross, his editorial page guy, on the show here for the next
absolutely
every chance we can get.
And again, we still have these tickets for the Red Bluff Roundup. Give us a call, 605-4567. Where are you guys this morning?
I mean,
it's Monday morning.
You loaded up the chat room and everybody calling. So this is free tickets, 605-4567 for the Red Bluff Roundup. It's going to be a little windy today.
Absolutely. 49 degrees in the downtown studios and a mostly sunny day with high winds and temperatures reaching till about 64 degrees. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We're going to be updating you on some future events once we get our details hammered down this week.
Okay, and we've given away the Red Bluff Roundup tickets. So, hey, we'll see you all
Thank
tomorrow.
You, Bob.
This has been, we've got a lot going on around here this week. Chief of Police will be on later on this week. We've got a full day. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And I'll keep this world from...
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Flags flying at half-staff at Buckingham Palace amid reaction around the world to the death of Margaret Thatcher. The former British Prime Minister was 87. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen is live in London.
Lisa, the current Prime Minister here, David Cameron, calling it a truly sad day. And the opposition leader, Ed Miliband, saying lawmakers are putting political differences aside.
We can disagree and also hugely respect her extraordinary achievements and her extraordinary personal strength.
Margaret Thatcher's family say she died peacefully in her sleep after suffering a stroke. She had been ill for a number of years. Thatcher, the country's only woman prime minister, was in office for 11 years from 1979 to 1990. She'll now receive a funeral with military honours. Lisa.
Simon, Meryl Streep, who won an Oscar for her portrayal of Thatcher, just out with a statement calling her a pioneer and a figure of awe for her personal strength and grit.